Hey guys. So, I know today's Tuesday. I recorded my podcast this morning. It was like 1 something. I was going on a whole tangent and I was cursing a lot. So, I decided to unpublish that podcast episode and come back when I had some sense. Because, okay, I do curse like a sailor, I do have a potty mouth. I do use some pretty foul language when I am trying to get my point across, but I want to stop doing that because I don't like that. I feel like I'm able to explain and articulate myself without having to use such foul language. So let's try this again. Trying to remember my main points I wanted to talk about. It was along the lines of just very much feeling like men in my life and men that aren't necessarily in my life, but men that I come across, they irritate me for a lot of different reasons. Like the white man I mentioned, I think in my previous podcast episode, and like men in my life, just being very, it's nice to have an opinion, but I feel like men need to place their opinions on things that actually affect them and have to do it with them. I just don't understand why men care about how much I weigh, how I look on the outside, my body. Why, I don't understand why some men are so fixated on me being a certain size or me wearing makeup or not wearing makeup. And that one is not specifically to me. I just hear a lot of men making comments on things that don't have anything to do with them. Like they, on topics that just do not serve them, do not affect them in any way, shape or form. Like you're not the one putting the makeup on. You're not the one that is having to go out into the world and present themselves in a way that people will respect them and think that they look presentable. Women are faced with that battle, that constant battle of being accepted and being treated with respect. And that's why we wear the makeup, that's why we wear the weave, the wigs, the hair, extend the hair length, because we want to be looked at in decent regard, let alone high regard. So when men make stupid comments like, y'all look better without makeup, I'm like, okay, but try to go to a job interview, you know, without makeup. Like, everyone doesn't get accepted for who they are in society, especially women, especially Black women. And I really want to make an effort, an attempt to really focus a lot of my arguments on my culture. And I really want to make a lot of what I bring up about me and about Black women, because I'm a Black woman and I feel like our struggles are much different from other races. So, and it's unique to us and it's not fair. I just feel like a lot of Black men are just over opinionated on things that Black women do. And I didn't think this before, but I have been really feeling oppressed lately, and I think I just didn't notice it, but I do feel very much oppressed a lot in my day-to-day life. I feel like for instance, I love my dad dearly. I do. I don't say it all the time because he gets on my nerves a lot of the time, because of his, you know, ridiculous opinions and expectations of me, mainly speaking about like my body image. But he made a comment that really got on my nerves. He mentioned that he thinks I should go back to the weight that I was when I was in school. And he's talking about high school. I didn't go to college. That's another story for a different podcast. But he's talking about when I was in high school. I'm 26. I am a grown woman. There's no reason why I should have to be the same weight that I was when I was in high school. Nor do I want to be. And I really don't appreciate hearing the comments like that from him, because I feel like I should be old enough to be respected for who I am and not what I look like, for one. And two, he makes these comments as if I'm not allowed to be okay with how I look currently. Like, there's no way I could possibly be okay with how I look currently. Speaking about another black man that made a comment about my appearance and my body, all this is very unsolicited advice, but this man that I used to see all the time at my previous job, a customer, he saw me at the grocery store that I work at right now, and he decided to comment on my appearance and about my body, which I thought was completely unhinged. Like, why would you think you could do that? Yeah, he decided to say that I gained some weight, and when I told him that I was okay with that, he was like, "You're okay with that?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah." Like, he couldn't believe that I could be possibly okay with the fact that I've gained weight, because most women, when they hear they gained weight, it's an insult, and when men tell a woman that she has gained weight, they are definitely throwing some shots, they're definitely taking some jabs at her and trying to make her feel uncomfortable with her in her own skin. And I just feel like, I don't care if you are one of those comedic men that like to make lame jokes that you think people will find funny in some weird humorous way. I don't care if you're one of those men that just like to joke around all the time and think that people are just supposed to get that as a joke. I thought it was very distasteful and unpleasant, and I was very uncomfortable. And I just made sure to, you know, be as sassy as possible before I walked away from this man, because I don't like when people take note of things that are any of their business. Like, a white man told me the other day at work, this is always at work, I always come across the biggest idiotic men at work, but this white man decided to say, oh, to my earrings that I wear a lot, they're very big and pretty, and they have like a fringe at the end, looks like this fabric, and it's cut into like these strips, and it's like very cute and bohemian and stylish and colorful and like African style. So he saw my earrings and he goes, those are the biggest earrings I have ever seen. I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. Like, that was my response. And he walks away, and I tell my coworker, like, white people kill me. That's what I said to her. And she said that she heard him and that she don't know why people don't mind their business. And I thought the same thing. Because you see something that is out of the ordinary or different from what you're normally used to seeing on a woman or anybody, why don't you mind your business? And if you don't have anything nice to say, you know, shut up. Because what's the point of you telling me that my earrings are big? I had another white woman say the same thing. White people are insufferable. They think they can say whatever they want to us, and we are not supposed to bat an eye, and we're supposed to accept it. No, absolutely not. I feel like you need to mind your business, especially if you're white, because that is not your space to comment on anything that has to do with me and my black culture and my black self. Thank you. But yeah, specifically speaking though, on like just men, and I guess mainly black men, but mostly because it hurts me to know that anybody that's black can oppress me. And the fact that it's black men makes me very uncomfortable, especially because, you know, oftentimes I'm pretty sure it's unintentionally I'm getting that oppression from, like, you know, people like my dad or like people that are like my elders. And I just wish they would just come to a point where they stop judging young black women and like making them feel uncomfortable by their actions and by the statements that they choose to make towards us. I just feel like, why don't you allow us to be in our generation and grow into the young women that we should be allowed to grow into? And at this point, I'm a grown woman. I'm approaching 30, 4 years away from 30. So I won't even call myself young woman. I'm going to say young women and black women of all ages, leave us alone and stop telling us how you feel about how we present ourselves, because we are doing the best that we can in a society that hates us. Society hates black women for a lot of different reasons. And black men are one of the biggest oppressors towards black women. I'm now realizing, and I don't know where it comes from, but I'm going to blame the white man, because white men is to blame for a lot of things. If like white men have a very big influence on how black men think, especially about their own race and their own women. I'm gonna leave it at that, and I'll speak more on this later because I don't want to go into a whole tangent. Proud of myself for not cursing throughout that. I don't think I cursed. Did I curse at all during all of that? I hope not. I'm trying to work on that, at least in my delivery, because I don't think I need to. Sometimes I'm angry and I get pissed off and I will curse, but that's when I'm unhinged. I'm trying to control my level of unhinged. But moving on to the other topic I was going to speak about is my name. Please, for the love of God, all people of all ages, all races, all walks of life, all backgrounds, all ethnicities, wherever you come from, whoever you are, stop thinking that you can look at someone's name, know that it looks complicated and that you've never pronounced before, and then still try to pronounce it to the person that it belongs to. Stop it. Please stop it. My name is very complicated. I don't think anyone should have the right to try to pronounce it like we're playing a guessing game. My name is not a guessing game. And by the way, I don't care if you took Spanish class. I don't care if you took a special language class where you learned how to pronounce letters properly and you think now that you can pronounce my name however you want to. No, ma'am. And no, sir. My name is what I tell you it is. I spent my entire life learning how to pronounce my name because no one taught me correctly. And when I learned how to properly pronounce my name, I was in shock. Like, I was flabbergasted. I'm like, there's no way I got my name wrong all this time. I've been correcting people incorrectly. Like, that's insane. So imagine me having to tell people now over and over and over again how to say it properly. I'm not about to teach y'all. I'm not going to give a lesson on my name to everybody that stares long enough to see that my name is different and unique or weird or whatever, or unusual. People's commentary on my name is ridiculous. And I get the most irritating folks like at work because they're always saying, like, they're always voicing. I hate when people love to voice their opinions to me and I don't care about it. It's like that unsolicited advice type thing. Like, don't tell me how you feel about something like my name, because I don't care. I don't care if you think my earrings are big. I don't care if you think my name is unusual. I don't care if you take an interest in my name, because I guarantee you, I'm sick of taking interest in it. I just know how to pronounce it. And I'm just sick of pronouncing it for people. My name is very irritating to say because I have somewhat of a speech impediment and it's hard for me to say certain letters together. I don't have a lisp, but I don't like saying my name. It's irritating to, like, on the mouth to say, like, Xiomara. It's like it makes my mouth feel weird to pronounce letters together. So I just wish people mind their business, leave me alone. We're not going to be friends. You don't need to know my name. It's not that big of a deal. You can just call me ma'am. That makes me feel old, but, like, come on, we're not getting any younger, so whatever. But anyways, yeah, stop trying to pronounce it. Stop trying to pronounce it before I tell you how to pronounce it. Like, number one, that's very rude to me. I'm sorry. I feel like you should ask someone how to pronounce their name. If my name isn't Bob or Joe or something, like, super, super simple, ask me, please, because chances are you're going to be incorrect. You're going to think you know something that you don't. You're going to embarrass yourself and you're going to irritate me. Yeah, I swear, like, I can be very, I have, like, a mean streak. It's like, it's there. Maybe it's like a few mean streaks. I'm pretty mean, but especially when it comes to my name, because I just feel like it could be easily avoided. Like, I'm not gonna lie, this white man, he pissed me off. I hope he doesn't speak to me the next time he comes to the store, but he saw my name, right? And he needed my help. So he goes, Maria, my name is spelled Xiomara. Why would you call me Maria? You added a letter towards the end of my name that wasn't there. Are you kidding me? So, like, I come up to him and of course I say, what did you just call me? And he was like, what? I said, what did you just call me? And he said Maria. He's like, how do you say that? I'm like, yeah, my name. I was like, that's not my name. And then he asked me, after just making up a nickname, a random, an idiotic nickname, adding a letter, Then he goes, how do you say it? I tell him. And then after I help him, he asks me how to pronounce it again. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I think I said something like, I don't want to say it again because I'm kind of sick of, I have to tell people how to pronounce my name like 24/7. Cause it is very tiring. Why do I have to keep telling y'all how to pronounce it? And especially you didn't seem like you cared to, learn how to pronounce it when you needed my help. But once I came over to help you, now you want to know how to pronounce my name. No, your ignorant behind looked at my name tag and decided to add a letter and shorten my name and then add a letter. You dumb-dumb. You big dumb-dumb. Don't ever speak to me again. And don't ever shorten my name and add a letter to it ever again. To me, to you, I am ma'am. You can call me ma'am. You can call me ma'am because that's universal. You can call anybody ma'am, okay? I'm not a part of any crazy, you know what? Let me not even say that because you cannot even say things in a certain way anymore without people thinking that you're like this or that. So I'm not even going to say what I was about to say. Let me just say you're not about to misgender me by calling me ma'am. I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. I'm not going to go crazy over that because I'm in fact a woman. You can call me ma'am and you can avoid the embarrassment and me just going off on you and being extra sassy because you mispronounced my name and I've been called the wrong name since I was freaking born probably, and I think that's ridiculous. I think people need to stop thinking that they know how to say something that they more than likely don't know how to say. Boy, I know I said I quit my diet. But you know what's crazy, guys? I haven't been craving any of the foods that I was eating before I started this diet for the most part. And I feel like in a way I unintentionally got myself used to the food. The meats, it was very like high meats and dairy, fruits. And like some seafood. I was doing like the Paul Saladino type of diet. And then I learned about Stephanie Pearson. And then I've been following Dr. Rimka for longer than I've been listening to Dr. Paul Saladino. I like Dr. Rimka's approach more because she is a coffee, I'm not gonna say influencer, but she drinks coffee. Saladino said no coffee. And Dr. Rimka said I can have coffee. She said coffee is like, you know, has some benefits. So because she added coffee to her diet, I'm more on board with her approach because of that alone, because I do like coffee. And I just bought some coffee off of Amazon and I didn't want to have to feel like I wasted my money. So I was like, you know what, let's go with Dr. Rimka's approach. But then now she's saying, you know, that sugar, no sugar. I don't know if she means like absolutely no sugar from anything, like from any like honey or fruit. But you know what, guys? At least I'm not eating processed foods. I'm not eating the processed junk food. I'm basically gaining some discipline. And I think I might unintentionally be like somewhat still following this diet, which is good because I think it could be good for me. And I think it'll probably eliminate some of the bad that came with what I was eating. I think I was eating too much of the wrong foods. I don't think you have to eat everything, you know, like, I know they say everything in moderation, but like, what if you can safely and like sustainably cut out the things that like you don't need, like the extra fluff, and just maybe keep the things that you feel like make you feel good in like small amounts. Like I like potatoes and I do like things like asparagus and green beans. But like the things I don't really like much, I think, you know, it's funny. I think a lot of times I force myself to like things that I think are good for me that I don't actually like because I was told that it was healthy or I read somewhere that it was healthy. And I think I probably forced myself to enjoy a lot of foods I just did not enjoy very much. Like, you know what, guys? Kale is disgusting. Kale is nasty. Green juice is nasty. Yeah, I don't like greens that much unless it's like collard greens, but I never really crave collard greens. I think the only thing that made me like collard greens is the flavor. you know, like the seasoning, like the bitterness from like the garlic with on the greens. But I feel like I don't really miss collard greens, and I don't crave collard greens. And I don't be craving like grains much. I have been missing beans. I don't know if there's a safe way to eat beans, because at least doctors I've been listening to have been really clear on the negative effects of most plants, mainly because of the anti-nutrients and the heavy oxalate content that hinders the absorption of minerals. When I think about the mineral minerals being blocked from being absorbed in my body, that's what scares me enough to say, you know, I can do without them, possibly, maybe. That's what makes me be able to walk past these foods when I go to the store and I do my shopping. That's what makes me shop from like around the perimeter of the store, you know? You know, that's what makes me be able to just stay on the outside, the outskirts, go to the outside, like don't go in the middle. If I'm being very real, like that makes so much sense, because everything inside the middle of the store is processed. It's very, unless you're getting water. That's a good rule of thumb, to shop on the outside of the store and stay away from like the middle aisles. Unless you're buying coffee or water or tea, because I like those things. But yeah, maybe I'm really still trying to do this diet. I'm not for sure. I'll give you like updates in my next future podcast. I'll be talking about whatever I want, you know, of course, all the other stuff. But like, I'm a big foodie, as I stated before. So like that American deli that I had, that I was talking to y'all about, that was like a nice little fix, because I was out, you know, I was out and about, and I didn't have the food that I probably would have ate if I had like prepared in advance to eat something, you know. I didn't bring any bacon, I didn't bring any cheese, or like whatever else I was gonna eat on this diet. But like, yeah, I regret eating what I ate. I was hungry, guys. I feel like you have to do what you have to do. Sometimes you have to like do what you have to do. I could have just got a burger, but like I was craving them fries. That was a lot of bread and probably like a lot of seed oils. Assuming that American Deli probably fries their fries in seed oils, which I wouldn't put past them, because I think a lot of fast food restaurants do that. I don't think there's many that don't, because I feel like it's probably a lot cheaper to do that. But yeah, I was going to get something a little bit, I think probably a little bit healthier, which was going to be the curry chicken and roti. That's really all I've really been craving. Like, I was craving American Deli because I was just craving like some basic American food, because I can't help myself. But it would have been nice that day to have what I really wanted. I just wasn't on that side of town. I was starving. So I got what I got. But yeah, I guess I'm just trying to eat as close to what makes sense for my human body as possible, without killing myself and making myself feel like my diet is super limited and I can't take it anymore. And I'm still trying to figure that out. Butter coffee is amazing. You ever put butter in your coffee? It is so good. I need some more milk for my coffee, so I might be going to the store tomorrow to pick up some milk, because I do want some milk for my coffee. But milk and butter with like, I'm still trying to find like a good sweetener for my coffee, but I have some organic cane sugar. It's probably not the best, because it's sugar, and sugar is like definitely avoided on like a lot of these carnivore type diets. But I guess my diet right now is still very animal based. Like, I only ate one meal today, guys, and I wasn't really starving. Like, I had some liver with onions, with some shrimp, and some sausages. It was so good. It was so, so yummy. And I was gonna have eggs with it, but I was like, I don't really feel like cooking anything else. It was like, but it was so much variety. I think it's, you know what, people don't even understand that every diet can have some nice, pretty nice variety. And I think no one would assume that if you were eating just animal products, that there would be much variety. But like, if you eat all of the different types of animal products and you put it together on a plate, you could actually have some pretty good variety, like organ meats and like some type of seafood with like some eggs or something like that, or some cheese. Like, you can have a nice plate of like different types of animal products and feel very satiated and satisfied. And that's why, like, I only ate that one meal, and then I think I had some mango sorbet. It's like a small bowl of mango sorbet, and then I had later, it was like around 10-ish, I had some golden milk. And that's like precisely why I'm out of milk, because I made that. And then I just drank some kefir with honey. You know what's funny? Like, I was drinking the kefir and it was super sour, and I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, this is super sour. And then I added some honey and I blended it up with my I had this little, I don't know what it's called. It's like this little tiny coffee miniature blender thingy, blender wand. I use that to blend the honey into the kefir. So, so yummy. So great. Like, literally right after I drank it, I felt amazing. And I think I, like, thanked God. I was like, thank you, God. Because I had a craving for something sweet, because I'm gonna have a hard time. I'm not doing too many sugars. Even though it's natural sugar, I do like sugar from fruit and, like berries and oranges and stuff. And I like fruit juice. But I'm trying not to like overdo the sugar, because man, like, these guys are talking about, like, you know, no sugar. I'm like, this is a little bit less doable. Paul Saladino is not gonna have sugar, but you know, I could have what I want, guys. I'm just trying to like keep everything in balance, I guess. But I'm gonna end this podcast here, because I feel like we've like made our point on a lot of the main points we're trying to make. Stop trying to pronounce my name. I don't care if you think you know how to do it. You cannot. But anyways, have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your night. I don't know when you can listen to this, or if you will. But if you made it this far to this podcast, that means like you're still rocking with me. And I thank you for staying tuned. I will be uploading my podcast on Sundays and Tuesdays. Stay tuned for more shenanigans. I almost stumbled over that. Stay tuned for more shenanigans. Bye.